Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, we report on red leaf, a rare variant of sweet sorghum. UK horticulture professor Seth Thebold.
We knew that sorghum created a very weird type of colorant, and it's a stable colorant that maintains a nice uniform red color from pH 3 to 6.
That stability is important in the food industry. For example, red leaf red used on a cereal won't turn the milk pink. Very important.
And so when we were breeding, we identified a line that accumulated lots and lots of these colorants in the aerial portion of the plant, and we selected that line, and that's what Danny's been helping us with.
Danny Townsend is a prominent Montgomery County sweet sorghum producer and has been growing test crops for Red Leaf Biologics, the new startup formed for product development.
The university, you sort of spin these concepts off, and so the university owns the what's called intellectual property, so they own the variety. And then a little company is sort of formed around that. It's just to evaluate the commercial potential. And that's just been a year and a half, 2 years now.
Red Dye 40, the current synthetic red used in foods, is being phased out due to allergy considerations. So demand for a replacement like Red Leaf is strong. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The red leaf sweet sorghum variety can yield the red leaf colorant, and the plant can still be utilized for sorghum production. UK Seth Thebold, also a part of Red Leaf Biologics, says prospects are positive.
So you really need something that's scalable, that is healthy, is really functional. This is a really strong antioxidant, these sorghum pigments, and so they're really good for you. And they maintain stability in the food product.
Thebold feels there's real potential for the red leaf food colorant and on the farm for tens of thousands of acres of production. He says Red Leaf Biologics will keep moving forward with development.
The company's supported by some private investment called Angel Investors, and then the Cabinet for Economic Development in Kentucky supports some of the work to evaluate the commercial potential, as does the National Science Foundation. I'm very lucky to be supported by these groups that help science move out into the public space.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.